Bogger, thanks for that. And it's time now for our Stockout Community segment here on this Monday. It's our final Stockout of the year, and so we've got Grace Sharkey joining us. But Grace, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the biggest stories in retail and CPG for the year, but I'm going to focus a little bit more on retail with you. Of course, we saw the combination of point of sale joining the Stockout kind of the last quarter of this year, and I think that that was pretty impactful because, as we know, retail impacts CPG and very much vice versa. So tell me at first a little bit about that combination and the decision to collab with Mike and how it's kind of changed the, I guess, trajectory of your community over the last year.
Well, you know, it is interesting because before the concept had even come up, there was like a number of newsletters that I noticed that weren't the same, but were identical. Because you're right, there are a lot of the same trends that you see between our two shows at the time. And where I would say, because as genius as he is, Mike's probably a little bit more analytical and I'm more on the tech side. You know, I think what was great is that we could easily collaborate and bring those powers together. And it's been a joy. I feel, you know, I've done the radio show with Mike now over the same type of topics and rail as well for over a year. And just like so many other people in this wonderful FreightWaves team, I feel like I learn more from him every single week. Maybe he learns something from me. Who knows? I'm just a talking head sometimes, a little commentary here and there. But I will say it's fun to learn from him and to learn a lot of, you know, how I'd say the more analytical side, of course, drives the technology side of both CPG and retail companies too. So it's been a blast. I love it. We've got our last episode coming up later today for everyone as well with Echo, and I'm excited to see how that goes, turns out.
Grace, definitely I learn from both of you on just about a daily basis whenever I can get any of your content, and so I'm excited about this merger that I didn't know that I needed, but I'm loving that it's here. We're looking at the top themes throughout 2023. Of course, one that kind of comes to mind has been a talking point around inflation. How has that affected some of the segments that you've been watching?
Well, clearly it's something that no one, both retail and CPG side, I'd say probably even hitting harder on the CPG side when it comes to earnings, no one can retreat from or try to find a way out of. Clearly, in order to please the customers, I think CPG has really been focused on their ingredients and trying to bring down a lot of those costs and hopefully pass that on to the consumer. But there's also, I'd say, less now, but definitely earlier in the year and about this time last year, there's still an elasticity to the consumers continuing to spend money on their same goods. Now, I think what's interesting, and if he kind of can see this across the board, a lot of food and beverage companies is, you know, being a little bit more strategic about like bottling and how you are maybe coupling maybe smaller amounts together, buy two for one situations where it's kind of like a trick on the consumer, right? Of using maybe different size bottles or different packaging to allude to a better deal when it's really kind of the same or maybe even worse, and dealing with those pressures that way. So we're starting to see CPG companies, at least in their earnings calls, come out and say that it seems to be getting back to normal and that they're taking those steps within their supply chain and their suppliers and their ingredients to bring those costs down. But then we've also dealt with high costs for sugar and chocolate and different types of ingredients that go into a lot of the goods that CPG goods and also food and beverage that we buy today. So I think we do see a more normal market than we did see this time last year, but there's still some inflationary pressures that we can focus on with these players as well.
So, Grace, when you're talking about your top story of the year for the Stockout, this could be on the retail side or on the CPG side. What is that thing that comes to mind as like the number one thing that you guys talked about, either in the newsletter or on the show?
You know what? That's a good question. I think the Kroger Albertson deal is pretty huge. We're not really seeing the impact of that today, but I'm excited to see the impact of that into the next year. I think, of course, like grocery and, like I said, different ways that you're seeing movement on shelves and repositioning and even updates. Hostess, right, got acquired this past year too. So I think seeing a different M&A and acquisitions take place that will really, I think, pay off the long run for these individuals, but also highly influence the shopper as well. If I had to come to the retail side of things, personally, advertising, I think, has just been absolutely crazy and incredible to see over this last year. When you have these rough markets, you're trying to find customers that you haven't found before, especially in the space. You got to get in really creative and strategic with your advertisements. I think it's leveraging social media, leveraging influencers has been a huge trend through this past year that is paying off for those that have used it. Of course, I mean, it's like, I don't know if anyone's seen this, but like clearly Walmart Plus had the Mean Girls ad. That was a ton of money that went into that. But even recently, they have like this fake lifestyle or Lifetime movie Walmart Plus ad going on that I can't even figure out if it's a real movie or not coming out. And it's just, I think what's interesting is seeing different large companies really be a little bit more creative with their advertisement. Clearly, we'll see if that paid off after we see numbers from this holiday season. But when it comes again to social media, leveraging that, I think we'll soon see kind of like even augmented reality within more of their purchasing behaviors and operations than we've seen before. That, I think, gets me excited, especially on the tech side of things.
And Grace, before we let you go, one of the other big things that seems to always kind of be a talking point from time to time is that delivery aspect. Are you going to see more companies really start to hammer in on same day, next day, or maybe 2-day delivery?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll see that across the board for all types of companies. I mean, I just did a wonderful webinar the other day with Flock Freight, and that's, you know, one thing that we touched on is like, we should be very excited here at FreightWaves, because now not only is delivery and your supply chain a something that you just put into your cost, right, or something that clearly needs to happen, it's now a selling point. If you can't get something to a consumer in an X amount of days, people won't even consider buying your product. And that's what I think is just so cool to see with all the different micro-fulfillment technologies out there, warehousing strategies, companies like Pop Capacity and things of that nature, right, that are helping our retailers and CPG companies better strategize where their goods are so that in a second they can get that to the consumer, maybe not a second, but what feels like it. That's now a selling point. And I'm excited to see how companies continue to leverage that and excited to continue reporting on that stuff too.
Yeah, Grace, it's going to be great to watch and see what you guys put together in the new year. And we can't wait to continue to do that. If people want to get subscribed to the Stockout before we head into 2024, where can they go to do that?
Freightwaves.com/thestockout, or if you head over to the top of the FreightWaves page, click on newsletters, and you can, of course, join all those communities as well. Go check us out anywhere you listen to podcasts, but I would highly recommend our visual podcast on our YouTube page. We like to show a lot of charts and a lot of visuals throughout the show, so go check that out there. Like and subscribe as well.
Awesome, Grace. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Looking forward to everything you're bringing in the new year.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back with our next look at the weather right after this.